Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. How are you, darling?
I'm all right. All right.
Good.
How are you?
I'm here. I'm good. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. No, I'm pretty good. And because on tomorrow is Elisa's birthday, and because we won't have a show on her birthday, well, we have a little sandwich. We have a show the day before her birthday. We have a show the day after her birthday. So we're going to start the celebration now. Happy birthday, go shorty, happy birthday, it's your birthday, happy birthday. So you're going to pick your birthday message, which is also our message of the day. Hey, yes! So let's start that now. Of course, when we do the message of the day, there's no music. So just say pick, and this is also going to serve as your birthday message.
Okay.
So connecting to your energy. Happy day before your birthday.
Pick.
Okay. Okay, very interesting. The number for this is 104. Here's your message. In allowing the fears which bind you to affect others so you can remain in your comfort zone, everyone is uncomfortable and there's no growth. That's some deep birthday wishes. How about here's some flowers and candy? Ooh, that's like my birthday wishes. And boom, as you're walking down the street, oh, what a nice day! And like somebody's foot stuck up. Boom. And what is it that I need to know now? And thank you. And really not feeling it. Really not in the mood. I kind of know I have to pay attention, kind of don't feel like it. Ouch. I'll read it again. It's interesting. And I think this applies to all of us to a certain degree if you really pay attention to what the message is saying. It's very deep, and it's very much like, okay, it's just you're ready. You are evolved enough, strong enough to really dig deep. Well, I kind of felt like I should just kind of stay weak and lame. Well, that's not who you are. Well, no, it doesn't matter. But so what? So here's a message. Yeah, but there's no yeah, but. Okay. In allowing the fears which bind you to affect others so you can remain in your comfort zone, everyone is uncomfortable and there's no growth. It's a deep, deep message, and I see how it I see it direct connection to this message. It's deep. 104. Meaning with my own life. I'm not just saying with you. I mean in my own life. 104.
I'm just writing everything else down.
Yes. In allowing the fears which bind you to affect others so you can remain in your comfort zone, everyone is uncomfortable and there's no growth.
I'm interested with that phrase, the first part of it, in allowing the fears which bind you to affect others so you can remain in your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting phrase.
You're telling me. Yeah, anybody that's in a household that's not utopian, this message applies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because whether it's yourself allowing your fear to really keep you in one place,
mm-hmm.
Or or it's so profound that there's the ripple effect, because now you're buying into the illusion, and therefore it's so strong it has no other option but to be this domino effect and affect others, and it keeps you in your comfort zone, meaning that you could feel all this discomfort and pain, but there's no forward motion, there's no change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very painful comfort zone. And of course, if you're uncomfortable, everybody's uncomfortable, and there's no growth. And you can be uncomfortable in remaining bound by your fear and uncomfortable in your comfort zone, which is the irony, because of the conscious and unconscious fear of the byproduct of growth, which is a little bit of pain. So I think it's that resistance to that little bit of pain, but the wisdom is that that discomfort hurts more than that pain, because that pain is so temporary.
Right.
It's like fearing the pain of an injection, of getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting the Band-Aid ripped off. It's so temporary that leads toward growth and healing, where discomfort, that could be like a slow form of torture.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's like really understanding the big picture. And again, the number is 104. So obviously, I think you probably got to write everything down because I repeated it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's just something to ponder for me. But the number sequence, 104, we start off with the self, with number one.
Yep.
And so that's where it starts. It has to be perspective, because you can't see for another person. And sometimes it's important for other people to realize, well, they can't do what you want them to do, because it's still themselves, you know. So starts with the one, it goes to that zero, and that's a central number in that sequence. And that zero, I always call it source, because that goes back to everything, where everything is everything. Mm-hmm. You know what Lauryn Hill said? Everything is everything. And so just in that, it's saying, well, there's you, but you're also part of everything. And sometimes if you start with everything, and as we kind of splinter off and we decide to be our own person, that's when we make these distinguishing things about who we are. You know, I'm not just Filipina. I'm also American. I'm also you have all these different distinctions. So, in a sense, it's like let's get back. We talk about getting back to the basics.
Right.
We're all one. We're all here. We're all in it together. So that zero kind of levels the playing field. It's a reminder that there isn't anything that you feel that everyone else doesn't feel. It's not at the same time. Then at some point,
right,
in their existence, they have felt it. So in that sense, you're really not alone, and you're not doing this alone, but that is your journey for you to understand that. When
right.
we get to the four, after we come out of that understanding of I am me, and I'm also one with the universe, or, you know, it's not necessarily this high, lofty kumbaya moment. It just means when you have that level of awareness, and that way you can kind of take it down from the ego to, what's a good phrase? You're trying to show me it's not just about you. I mean, and so you take it from the ego to, in a sense, dispersing whatever discomfort or pain that you felt, and realizing if everyone else is feeling it at some point, then you're not carrying the burden for this. You're not the poster child for whatever it is you're going through. And for some people, that there's a little bit of comfort in that. And for others, it may be like they're still going to fight that. Like, no, no one else has felt this pain like me. You know, no one else. And you'll figure it out. The four coming out of that says, have a game plan. Have some things out of that chaos that is, I lost myself in everything. You know, out of that chaos, figure out what's the priority. I mean, and that's really what a four does. Four makes sense. Out of all the things that are thrown in front of you, out of all the things that are there, it picks out what's important, because you have to have an idea of where you want to go. If you're wanting to distinguish yourself, if you're wanting to know who you are, then even if you don't know who you are, the fact that you're asking who am I means that there are going to be certain questions and certain steps you can take to figure out what that difference is. And that four helps figure out that plan, at least the starting points, so that you're not showing me, you know, a big pastime now is to get out of these like escape rooms, you know, or, you know, you're locked in and it's a big game. You know, people do this in their spare time. They go to these different places and there's little clues that you try to escape in a certain amount of time. So this is sort of, if you think of that number sequence, if it's you, then you go into the locker room with a bunch of other people. You're supposed to either work together or work on your own. And you're supposed to, well, technically you're supposed to work together to get out. You all need to figure out how to best to approach that. And it's going to be messy because everyone's going to have a different opinion.
Right.
That at some point, someone, you know, takes the lead. Other people contribute something, and as a group, you have to do it together. And that's sort of what this is like, having an idea and saying, well, these are what my goals are, and fours are goal-oriented, but they kind of, it's like the beginning of it. They have a game plan, but then the execution part is something different. But, you know, so obviously somebody has to get it started. So it's the beginning of it. And, in fact, if you look at the number of sequence you add it up, it ends up being a five.
Oh, there you go.
Which is then the next step in this evolution of who you are, who you want to be. Once you have that plan, you've got to do it. You can't just sit on that plan indefinitely. And that's where that no growth happens. It's when you think, in fact, this is how it's all falling together. Maybe you see what you need to do, but it seems so hard, so difficult. And maybe even more painful than what you're going through. So then you think, well, maybe I'll think of another plan, which you could do. You know, you could do. But in a sense, that's like staying stuck, right? I mean, that's exactly what it is, staying stuck. So that's where that first part of the message falls into place, in allowing the fears which bind you to affect others so you can remain in your comfort zone. So even if you know, people know what they need to do, but they don't want to do it. And I think they can't do it, even though that's the plan that has they probably formulated. Like, well, I have to do this. And sometimes it's some elements of it may be a little crazy. Like, well, if I just made $1 million, then I'll be happy. But I just got to get to that $1 million first. You know, so there's other stuff that gets thrown in the way. And they're showing me this circle of the well-worn rut. That circle of thinking that, so even though you think you're accomplishing something because you're coming up with answers and parts of a plan, the fact is you haven't done the plan yet means that you're still staying in that realm of theory. And the fear of it either working or not working is what's keeping you there.
Right.
And again, that number sequence with that five means it isn't about the theory. It is about the adventure, the experience of doing it. And realizing if that part doesn't work, you are still here and you can still create. And so you build upon what you would probably call the mistake, and then you build on that and say, well, what else could I be doing? What else could have happened here? What else can I do to move it forward? Because just like an escape room, there's usually other different ways of doing it. Of getting to that same, well, there's always different ways of getting to the same place. And maybe you haven't tried all of them yet.
Right.
So, anyway, that's what I got.
That's fabulous. And what is the personal year that you're going into?
I'm going into a seven personal year.
Ooh, nice.
It's a little more introspective, which is pretty good for me. And I feel that. I feel like there's a lot of stuff I'm sort of just doing my own work.
Yep.
And, you know, like I'm totally cool with, you know, not having that presented to everybody all the time, but just more like, okay, I'm doing my work.
Absolutely.
Doing the things. And I signed up for a lot of these little, you know, seminars and webinars and things like that. And And I want to only get started on those things in earnest so that I give myself that chance. Lately, I've been signing up for things and I'm like, oh, I have to catch a replay. And then I haven't had time to catch the replay.
Right.
So those are things that I want to doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to commit to and say, no, this is what I wanted to do for me. So everything else, I'll work around it.
Yeah.
So I'm still signing up for things because I know that's what I'm moving towards.
Right.
And,
that's great.
And finding ways to make that time. And I think lately, like as I've been waking up early, even before my alarm goes off, it's just out of a habit now where I'm waking up early, but I'm not necessarily doing stuff.
Right.
First thing in the morning, like I'm waking up early and thinking it's really early, I should go back to bed. But now that I've had a few weeks really of doing that, no,
it's
there are
great.
Things I
it's
want
the
to
opportunity.
Get done.
No, it's
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah, you have you see that you have like, oh wow, I actually have 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just pick a task and do it, and it's just great. Or even if you just take that shower,
right.
Or whatever, just to use that time purposefully is wonderful, and it really creates freedom in the long run. That's
mm-hmm.
what I think a lot of people don't understand, like, just that resistance and that hesitancy. If you just move forward, it creates such spaciousness.
Right.
And it's almost like a game. Like for me, I do it almost like a game. And it could be, oh, wow, I could actually, I include my meditation in it. Oh, perfect. I always build in my meditation time it's the very first thing upon waking up. That's where I make sure that's in there. So it's guaranteed and priority, or meditation, spiritual practice, whatever you wanna call it. And then once that's done, then it's seeing what you have and how you can plug it in with something that feels
mm-hmm.
good, as opposed to lethargy or resistance, which just doesn't get you anywhere. And even if you're really, really tired, but not tired enough to go back to bed and sort of sabotage yourself and then feel terrible at the end. But even if you say to your, because I'll say this too, where, okay, I'm just going to move real slow. and I will use this time so that I'm able to move really slow. And then I can start a task knowing that I'm going to do that task slowly.
Mm-hmm.
It still has the same benefit.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to feeling resistance or lethargy. Either one is just as counterproductive and just as negative, I feel. So, no, that's great. And then when it turns into habit, like the getting up early.
Right.
It's one of the perks of parenting is that you have no choice but to get up early. And then it grows into a habit, which is great. Mm-hmm. So then it's there's no effort. You're just wired like that. Yeah. And then you just have, I like having spaciousness in the chaos. That to me is fundamental. Fundamental. And I think that's why I get, judged is not the right word, but I think sometimes I get perceived as I make everything look easy. Or that there's
mm-hmm.
no effort, and I'm like, oh, you have no. Like when you're talking about the escape room, it's like I should charge money for people just to like watch me escape out of my life. Okay, how about that? Like that's a business. People pay money for that. That cracks me. I know I've seen it on TV. I'm like, it cracks me. That's a business.
Mm-hmm.
You want some puzzles?
Mm-hmm.
You want some clues? Here, take the enigma that's my life, and show me where the freaking key is, and then I'll pay you. God's sake, that really makes me, that really cracks me up. But, it's cute.
People like that. I mean,
they like it.
It's intriguing. There's the pressure It's just like watching a, well, not just like, but it's similar to watching reality TV where they're
given
these very strict parameters and,
like,
you know, well, we only have so many minutes in this show to do it. So,
right. It's like you're in your own little game. I get it.
But going back to, you know, like having a habit, my father tends to do that. He's been retired for a long time now, but when he was doing his work, he worked in shifts. Every 2 weeks, it would change from an evening shift to a morning shift.
Wow.
And, yeah. So he, and that's why I really did not see, I would see him at weird times during the day. If I happened to be home from school, if he happened to be home, I would catch him.
Right.
But because of that, I think he realized he preferred going in early. He preferred, he would leave, so early he would leave by 3 in the afternoon. And some people would be starting their next shift and like, wow, you know, are you leaving? He's like, yeah, I've been here, you know, been here early. So it's time for me to go.
Right.
But he liked it because it was quiet. It wasn't as busy and he can get his stuff done.
Exactly. That's a man of my own heart.
Right. Yep. And it's the same. He's the same way. He always prefers waking up early, enjoying the stillness of the morning.
Yes.
See the sunrise.
Yeah.
Then he'll sip some coffee, and then, you know, so he has a whole routine. And yeah, there are times when, you know, he'll be asleep by, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night because he's tired, you know.
Yeah.
But
good for him.
But
though.
It works. It works for
Love
him.
It.
And I think he knows. He knows he's a morning person. He knows he is at his best in that quiet stillness of the morning.
Right.
And I can appreciate that, you know. Whereas my mom, my mom tends to stay up really late because she's watching some, you know, basketball game or something.
Oh, so cool.
And then so she'll still wake up relatively early, all things considered, but then she'll take a really long nap in the middle of the day. So, you know, they figured it out. My mom
is
more of a night owl. My dad is more of a morning person.
Right, that's good. That's why they're still together. Right.
Maybe that's why.
That's the secret.
Maybe it's a secret, but I think I go through these periods where I probably would do my best work in the early morning.
Yeah.
But because I will stay up late.
Pretty
soon the late night becomes the early morning, and I do my best work like just before I'm about to collapse because I'm so tired.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with
might
that.
Might want to rethink that.
Well, yeah, and I'm wanting to change that because I'm realizing that the people, I mean, I love my friends. And a lot of them just like to stay up because they just, you know, they just want to be amused and they'll have things to do. But more and more, it's that feeling of, you know what, I have got to get some sleep.
You've
got to
be a grown up and do what you got to do.
Get some sleep.
I know.
Yeah.
And you were in New York. You were up. You were like, you know,
4 o'clock in the morning.
The after hours club. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Yeah. That can wear on.
And at least, you know, with that, it wasn't like we were out bar hopping or anything like that.
No.
You were just
up talking, but still.
Yeah.
Still
but
up.
It still takes a, yeah.
Still up. You're still using your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it took a while to kind of get back on a good schedule and feel like I've recovered from it, you know, rested up from it.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm going to pay attention more and more to that and take better care of, you know, my time to, you know, to regenerate and to take care of myself.
Absolutely. So important. And like, no one's going to do it but you. Trust me. Yeah. No one's going to advocate.
Right.
Oh, girl.
Right.
No one is going to advocate for your sanity and your health and your well-being but you. And especially if you present that, you know, you have it all together and all of that, you forget about it. The pain and the work that goes into that to
mm-hmm.
have some grace and to function is tremendous, especially if it looks effortless. That's
mm-hmm.
the paradox. And sometimes being neutral, meaning not
mm-hmm.
engaging, not taking that, not going down that negative rabbit hole, not putting on the boxing gloves to spar. So sometimes being neutral is being perceived as cold, and meanwhile it's shut down and detached because, you know, you're making the choice not to spar, not to fight. Either way, it's like, you know what, just take the key to the escape route and I'll keep it moving. Like, here, you take the keys. Here are the clues, take the keys. I'll catch you later. Because sometimes, whatever, no matter what, you know, it's you cannot control other people's perception. So, you know, we'll get callers, and they're asking us questions about how other people are seeing things. And we're like, we can't answer that because, one, they didn't call. We're not connecting to their energy. We're connecting to yours. And at the end of the day, is it really going to make a difference? Because you're not asking about yourself.
Yeah.
So you're pretty, go ahead.
That has been those types of questions that have been posed to me from different friends. Not just like, you know, what do you want to do, but in that same vein of, but you know, but what about you and what do you want to do? And it's just this open-ended question. And I'm realizing, yeah, because you know, I observe a lot around me. But then to have that question posed back to me is like, oh, you know, now, so then I'm in test mode, like, okay, what's the right answer? But it's not about being a test. It's just really like they just really want to know. They just really like, oh, no, so but what about you? And what do you want to do? And I'm like, wow, I know I have sort of thought about it, but not really. So having that realization that there are things that in my head that I think, yeah, that's I think what I would like to do. But I haven't really put a lot of energy and thought into it.
Right. So it's time.
You know,
not
very deeply, and seeing if it's current, if it's something that I just thought I'd like to do maybe 10 years ago.
But you would know. That's why you got that vision board. You would know. It's like we had a caller, and again, I go into an altered state, so sometimes I can't put the names or whatever. But the main word was oh, yeah, this is somebody about talking about school, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, where's the passion? There's no passion.
Yeah.
Where's the passion? Same thing.
Yeah.
So that's not even for you to think, well, did I feel good about that 10 years? No, it's not even to put it up. Don't even put it through that filter. That filter doesn't exist. You'll know. You'll know.
Well, and I think having these questions asked, it's like going into a default setting that I'm like, well, why is that my default setting? You see what I'm saying? It's not just I've not had to voice that out loud to
because
anybody.
Because you haven't considered it. So now you have to put it on the table of consideration. Look, I understand. The other day I got together with someone I hadn't seen in over 30 years. Who happened to be in New York on business. And we have this I'm not going to get into it now. I probably will on another show, but there's just too much. It's just too intense and too profound to speed through. But we have an incredible reason for being important in each other's life that stems back from where we're like really, really, really young. Mm-hmm. And we had been in touch a little bit over recent years, but not too much. And then out of the blue, I get an email. I'm coming to New York on business. I'd love to see you. And it was so funny because we hung out for a couple of hours, but most of the time I'm like, and tell me more about you, and then tell me about your partner, and he and his partner are getting married in San Francisco. They live in San Francisco, and I'm invited to the wedding. I hope I can go. But we have this incredible reason to be important in each other's life forever. We have this very important reason that we, even if we don't see each other or in touch, we will always be important to each other. And it's incredible, after not seeing each other for over 30 years, it was just boom. We recognized each other. It was just boom, 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 boom. And the first 2 hours, he's like, so tell me about, I'm like, no.
Right.
I'm like, no. And he's looking at me and I'm like, okay, I'm not sick. No one's dying. He's like, okay, good. I'm like, I'm not sick, no one's dying. But I don't want to get into it right now. Tell me more about you. Because it all kind of connects to the reason why he and I are connected. It's in this weird way.
Mm-hmm.
So we share a profound connection with someone who's passed away that will always be.
I know.
I don't have to say more than that, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So it was, so the timing was just weird. That it lined up in that way. And what was so sweet was that at the very last possible moment that I could just keep putting it off. It was really funny, really, really funny. The last possible minute, you know, I very vaguely and very briefly discussed my current circumstances, and I was met with such grace and compassion and kindness, which was so lovely, and just that that space of just pure acceptance. You know, when you're really connected to somebody, you don't need to see them. You're just connected.
Right.
You're just. You know, it's like if you're twins and you got adopted and you're in two different households and you don't see, you know, and then you get reunited and you're in your 40s, you're going to have that a connection that defies this world of density and matter. This is a different level of communication and contact. And, yeah, it was just nice. I just didn't really want to be part of my story. I just didn't even want to make that time about that. But at the same token, I can't not be, you know, who I am and feeling the pain that I've been feeling,
right,
et cetera. But that was pretty fun. I mean, I had a laugh about it. Like, anyway. I'm like, oh, look at those flowers.
Yeah.
There's only so much of that I could do. But it was,
right,
it was just beautiful to have that sense of support and acceptance and to not really focus on the story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I just don't want to focus on the story. If I'm saying that to people calling, you know, I really believe, like, don't focus on the story. Don't focus on blame, recrimination, all that nonsense. Just where are you now, and how are you feeling, and what are you needing? So to dovetail it to you, where you're getting asked that question, I could be asked that question. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All I know, I don't know. I don't know what lies ahead. I know that things are complicated as beep, more than I would like, but I also know that I have to advocate for my health, emotional, spiritual, and physical, and I have never, and I'm saying this for a reason, I'm not just saying this to talk about myself, I'm saying this to connect it to you, and I've never had the opportunity to truly have a comprehensive relationship with myself. I don't know what that is.
Mm.
So I feel that in what lies ahead in terms of linear time, which is precious, and I'm saying this because you have a birthday tomorrow, and, you know, with every day, the passage of linear time, we're here another day longer, and the years, you know, flow through our fingers like water. It goes by so fast. So my whole POV point of view is, well, with whatever lies ahead, you know, and whatever lies ahead for Act 3, I'll call it Act 3, okay, the next 20, 25, 30 years, whatever is left, that's not a lot of time.
Mm.
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to reserve that to have an opportunity to have a relationship, a true relationship with myself, because I have never had that. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that feels like. I'd like to know what that is. I'd like to experience that. I'd like to experience that type of freedom. So with you, it's kind of in a different context, but energetically very parallel, is that what supports a sense of freedom and a sense of passion, a sense of joy, and a sense of relationship with yourself that's not encumbered on the dependency of others or the pleasing of others or the expectations of others.
Mm.
Or the answers that others may be expecting or that you think others may want to hear. The most important audience is you. So you'll know what it is, and also to acknowledge the successes and to claim that you are successful now. I'm not saying that you're perceiving that you're not successful, but not at all, quite the contrary, but to really step into the vibration, the feeling space of success. Because success is health, success is freedom, success is sustainability, success is figuring out how to live a liberated life and still be responsible, still do your due diligence, still be able to have a dwelling and have means of transportation, have experience the joys that life has to offer. So you are successful. So now, where is the passion? So it's not thinking about it like, oh, what's going to lead to my success? Yay. Oh, my God, I did that already? It's like, oh, I already did section one of the test. I thought I'd do it again 3 times over and calligraphy. No, scribe. No. I swear she was a scribe in a past life. I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding. Like, she, like, did with the feather, with the book. That's why she's all about the books in the library. I swear to God. So, yeah, she's laughing.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write that down real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Ha ha ha. I gotta get you. Yes, I should have got for your birthday. I already gave you your gift in New York, but I have to get you. I should have got you a quill pen. That would have been perfect. And a velvet beret, a raspberry beret, the kind that you find in the secondhand store.
In the secondhand store. I hear
yes.
you, girl.
I love
you.
A girl. Yes.
I referenced a Prince song yesterday through Messenger with a friend of mine who lives in New Zealand. My friend Brandon. And he's so sweet. He said, because they're like a day ahead.
Oh, so it was your birthday there. That's so cute.
So yeah, it was actually a day early because it was yesterday afternoon, last night or whatever. So
right.
Yeah, but he was so sweet. And I am gonna get to people who were in the chat room who were asking for stuff. But this is
okay. Like, we got you. We got you.
Segue.
We got you.
But,
it's a birthday. It's a birthday show. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it's my pre-birthday show.
Birthday Eve.
He sent me a message. He said, I'm sending you this early because of the daytime difference.
Right.
And I will forget if I leave it too late.
Right.
He said, with that being said, have a wonderful birthday. Hopefully
you
will be treating yourself to a wonderful day and your wonderful friends and family will be pampering you. And then he does this next part in all caps. If not, call them and demand they treat you like the queen you are. Royalty must always be acknowledged.
Okay, that's great.
And then he said, you know, and I'm like, oh, thank you. You're so sweet. I said, I'm going to, you know, get a massage. And I'm like, no, I'm doing stuff, you know, for my birthday.
Right.
Very, you know, very low key. And then
and
he wrote, even though I've not been the most communicative since I met you, and I've met him.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh. He was in college. I think I was in college. Yeah. We definitely went to the same school. We were in the same fraternity. And sometimes I can't decide if it's, we were undergrad together or because I was an advisor. He's a little bit younger than I am. But he said, since I met you, you have always had a place in my heart. You are a wonderful, funny, and loving person. I always think about you. I'm not sure how much you hear it, but I wanted to remind you how special you are.
Aww.
And that you are lovely and you are loved even as far away as New Zealand. Oh my gosh.
That is so beautiful.
So sweet. And he's super nice. I mean, I met his wife. His wife is super nice. I think they actually have the same birthday. They're both Tauruses. And, you know, of course, he took time out when we were on our cruise and we stopped off in New Zealand. And so he showed us around for the day. And he is someone I don't really, you know, we don't keep in touch very often, but he'll send messages. Of course, you know, they're in New Zealand. They're still there for, I don't know how long. They were only going to go for a year and it's been almost 3. But it was so unexpected to get that.
That's so beautiful.
Message, you know.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
Says it all right there.
Yeah. I'm feeling really good. Oh, and I was joking with him. I said, you know, I really appreciate it, but you know, maybe if you just do your part and find a nice, you know, Kiwi woman for me to spend the rest of my life with, and I'll fly over immediately. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I'll keep an eye out. You know, what's
yeah,
you know,
please do.
What are your
what are your preferences?
Yeah, basically, like you know, what do you want? Like, what is your type, your sign, and wish list? And he's kind of, you know, chuckling about that. And that's when I mentioned that Prince song. Like I said, I think the wisdom found in Prince's song "Kiss" will answer most of these questions.
Ah!
Though if she's rich, that's great. So that was my my little.
Okay, you're out of your mind. I love it. Ah. Yeah, that's good. We need a spot. So look, I'm just jumping on anybody and anybody and anything. Like, yeah, that sounds okay. That sounds good. Let's go. Where are we going? Let's go. I'm just jumping on everything because why not? I'm just thinking about the possibilities. Well, let's take care of people who are needing us.
Yeah, I want to say hello to people in the chat room. I haven't had a chance to always click over, but I see that there's Jay, Amish comedian, Dub for Peace, guest two, and Raven. So I wanted to address Dub for Peace because I think early on she had said, hi, yes. Ladies, I would love a message.
Okay.
And just in case she hadn't tuned in for the message of the day, we can do her message. So.
Well, yeah. Now, is she able to, is she in the chat that she can type in tick, or you're doing it for her, or what are we doing?
Well, she's still in chat. So
okay.
She's,
so
if not, then, you know,
the musical ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is just so I'm connecting. This is Dub for Peace that's asking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. D for P. You know the routine. Type in pick. Stand by. I'm ready when you guys are.
Pick.
Okay. Nice.
Hold on. I got to click over
okay.
to the other. There we go.
Yeah.
So complicated.
And the,
okay.
and I did stop at pick, even though the music went on a little bit. The message is the message that she picked. Two-digit number associated with this message, which is a rarity, and that's 94. And here's the message, and thank you for picking it. Present-minded awareness maintains the boundary to no longer enable another to maintain a facade of false kindness as self-neglect dissolves. That's deep. Boy, where are the deep messages today?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it again. Present-minded awareness maintains the boundary to no longer enable another to maintain a facade of false kindness as self-neglect dissolves. And I just feel what this means, because this is a little dense, that the more that we're really being present and in the moment, it no longer allows the facades, the mass of false kindness, meaning that it could be codependency, or it could be, well, I want to do this to keep the peace or whatever, because that false kindness is neglecting yourself. It's kind of what I was talking about before, where I need to learn how to have a relationship with myself. Because when you don't have a relationship with yourself, you've neglected yourself. I've done that my whole life. So this is a way of dissolving self-neglect, being present. And then if you're present, that provides the boundary so that you're no longer being nice for the sake of being nice on either the giving side or the receiving side, because it's false kindness. And you're putting false kindness above having a relationship with yourself, above all else. And in letting that go by being present, you are stepping into having a relationship with yourself and therefore dissolving self-neglect. Very appropriate for all the things that we were just talking about, D for P.
Mm-hmm.
And the number
mm-hmm.
is, again, 94.
She loves it. She already said, oh, my God, that's perfect for me. So...
we got
that's
you,
where
girl.
I am. That's where I am now.
Yeah, me too.
And what's interesting is that we still have that number four
mm-hmm.
factoring in today. Like the earlier message, it ended with a four. Today, there's not a one in there. It just starts with a nine and then goes to a four.
Mm-hmm.
So the nine is saying, from a bigger picture view, you know, you can see and take in everything. But that four is still saying, but you've got to get it together. You have to know what your plan is. And in this sense, you have to know who you are so that you can make sense of everything that you see.
Right.
And so to have that bigger picture view helps. It's weird. It's like, I want to say it helps keep you grounded because it makes you really see. There's good, bad, and ugly. There's
right.
all of it's there. And depending on where you are and how you're feeling about yourself or how you think about yourself, you will only see the bad or,
right.
or just the good or
right.
just the ugly.
Right.
And but there's it's all there. And sometimes it's the same thing, but if you shift for a moment, then it becomes something else.
Mm-hmm.
It means something different to you, but it's still there.
Right. Right.
So this message, it's very deep. Yeah, very strong.
Oh, my God, both of them today.
And I like how you in your explanation included whether you're receiving that, you know, that facade of self-kindness, whether you're receiving it or you're giving it, because I
exactly, yep.
certainly witnessed that, and I've certainly felt it, where for the what you think is a greater good, you know, I'm just
right.
going
to take the hit.
I'll suck it up and I'll
yep.
and I'll deal with it and
right.
and I'll be pleasant about it, but I'm like underneath there's all kinds of stuff going on underneath that you're not also acknowledging for you.
Right.
And that's just as harmful.
Yep.
You know, in fact, even more so, because
right.
then there's no place for it to go. And then when it finally is released, it's probably all for somebody else who may have triggered it, but was certainly not the cause of it.
Right.
And it's unwarranted. And then you have this to deal with as well as the other stuff that you've sort of swept under the rug or
right.
put within yourself that you're like, I'm just going to keep it all together because I want to be perceived as nice.
Ugh.
And right. yeah, and in some cases, I mean, there are people that they're very giving. They're very generous. And that is when things are going well, then it makes sense. But when things are not, and in this case or many cases where it's just – that all they know is to give more,
right?
To their detriment, but they don't know how to stop it because they think if they stop, if they change who they think they are by withholding it, then they just feel bad,
right?
Right. Before it even gets out, they already feel bad. So it's a very interesting trap that we can put ourselves in. When we're not honoring who we are and really understanding the complexities of who we are, because
right.
you can be a great person, a very kind person, a loving person, and you can also not take crap from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it in a way that's still kind and loving.
Definitely.
But you know, a lot of times when someone's putting, you know, throwing shade at you or doing something to you or as a result of, sometimes it's as a result of you being such a nice person.
Yep.
They almost want to see, are you human? So they want to test that. And that's just that's how some people are.
Yep.
And you either decide to spend time with that or you decide it's not worth it or
yep.
whatever. Always something in between. It's never between those two extremes.
Of course.
But it really is dependent on how well you know who you are, you know, what you're becoming, and it's always changing. And sometimes these people who come into your lives are, or who have been in your life, but sometimes you know they're growing too. They're growing
right.
too, and sometimes those changes in growth periods
mm-hmm.
make for interesting times because you're not going to see the same things.
Right.
Be in the same house, same space, and not see anything the same at all.
That's for damn sure.
So, yeah, I mean, these are good. I've had this conversation recently with my cousin. Like,
oh, sure.
How do you stay in these long-term relationships? I mean, this is crazy. You know, to me, it's like, wow, it's crazy how long you've been around, you know, somebody else. And to see the ebb and flow and to see the different personalities in any given environment. Because, like, for most people, when it's good, it's really good. But when it's bad, you forget how
yeah.
good it was. You know, it's
yeah.
almost like, oh, was that? Did that really happen? Or so you don't want to call everything you've ever done into question, but you have
no,
to be
of course
present.
Not.
So that's why that very beginning sentence is, you know, present-minded awareness.
Right.
Present-minded awareness.
Yeah, it's like don't even mess with the past. Like the beauty and the pain of all those. It's just that it stays there. It's just
mm-hmm.
being really present with where you are now. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're in the past. I mean, without revealing too much because there's people listening. I know who you are. If it makes me laugh. So with. The past, you can regard the the beauty of those moments, but also to acknowledge where you are in the present, you can see where in your growth of being present, the past is the past, and certain perceptions, passions, energies, where they've once complemented each other, they veer off and go into other directions.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. It's like your highway in Atlanta. It's like that infrastructure. You got to repair that stuff. You got to repair it. Got to build it back up. Right. And sometimes you have to. There's a fork in the road. There you go. That's
right.
It.
I mean, and sometimes the integrity of the structure has changed or crumbled or whatever has gone on.
Sometimes it splits into two different directions.
Right.
That's it. That's what's happening.
Right.
That's okay.
So, present-minded awareness. So important.
Yep.
What a great message. And she's, I'll send you the chat room.
Yes, I'm glad.
Put a lot of stuff in
she's
there.
She's connecting
so.
To it. Yeah, I look forward to, she'll send me the chat log after the show, D for P, and I look forward to reading your comments. And it's very gratifying to know that that message has resonated with you. It's certainly resonating with us, so thank you for that. And moving on, anybody else need us?
Oh, so far we're good.
Oh, good. So we're still doing your birthday Eve show. Yay.
Yay.
So you're going to get a massage tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to get a massage and get my toes done.
Good.
I need to. And then, obviously I'm going to be eating meals tomorrow. But I don't normally plan for big gatherings.
Just
either someone else does it. Or,
To show up.
It just happens.
That's the best.
And also,
I have a
really good friend whose birthday is the same day, and so we have the same, very similar circles of friends. We definitely overlap.
Perfect.
But he has a kid, and they try to, everyone who has kids and their kid is not even like 8 years old or whatever.
Oh yeah, it's complicated. Yeah.
They're young, so they want to eat early and try to get into bed early.
School night. Yep.
It's a school night. So I didn't even factor in that they would be able to make it because I just figured if I pick anything past, 6:30, they're probably not going to be able to make it.
True.
They're going to want to try to fill in. So, and I had wanted 7 o'clock because I want other people who can make it to be able to make it.
Sure.
Traffic. So I had planned on, I said, well, let me just go ahead and get it done. I have a friend who's coming to town. She owns a home here, but she was taking care of some things, and she had texted me and said, I'm going to be in town on your birthday. If you're not doing anything, I'm going to take you to dinner. And I said, well, I'm pretty sure I am doing something, so you can certainly join us. And she said, oh, yeah, that's great. I trust your judgment. You always have to get taste in food.
You have great taste in restaurants.
Well, this is a restaurant I haven't tried yet. It's on a recommendation from one of my dear friends. This is my friend who works for a wine distributor.
Yeah.
And he tries all these different restaurants, to eventually hopefully get an account with them, so they'll take on his wines. It's a great place. It's a great job to have. He's a good friend to have anyway, but the wine stuff helps tremendously. So this is it's sushi and there's a brewery as well attached to it.
Oh wow, that's
gonna
be fun.
Yeah, so it's gonna be some interesting, I think some nice twists. But it's a Monday night. I know they're not super busy, but I had gone ahead and guesstimated an amount of people, even if I had, invited more. Just knowing that it's a Monday night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need people traveling. So I just picked people who are going to be close by. And of course, like my brother and his girlfriend and that kind of thing. So everyone's pretty close. And then throughout the rest of the month, if I can meet up with people, that'd
be great. Oh, the whole year. I like the whole year. Let's just
the whole year. Yeah.
The whole year. Just keep it open. Yeah. You started in April. When you were in New York.
Yeah, which was super sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, we celebrated, we start, yeah, you were here, so you started the celebration early. Yeah. We had a little birthday dinner for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did your, I gave Elisa a framed 3D, it was from the Museum of Modern Art, a card of all these numbers, but it's like 3D.
Yeah.
Did it survive the train? The train, hello. Did it survive the traveling?
Oh, yeah. It's sitting up here. It's under, it's sort of on my pseudo altar, but it's underneath the frame photo of one of my guardian angels.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's been up here. Yeah.
All the numbers.
Yeah.
All her friends saying, hey.
Hey.
All the numbers in 3D so it could, like, mess with her mind. Hey. Oh, I'm here. Number
looking
three,
at it, like,
number eight, number nine, number three, number two, number, right, number four, number five, number six. That's great. So that's good. Yeah, so it's wonderful.
That's
so
sweet.
You already began the one more thing for you to carry. one more thing. But I was thoughtful.
And speaking of, you know, one more thing to carry, it's a reference to a certain spatula that was given to me on that trip.
Makes no sense at all why you would somebody. Okay, I won't even comment. So go ahead. What are you going to say about the spatula? But who gives a spatula when someone's traveling on a plane that they're not checking luggage and it looks like a weapon or something nasty? But anyway, it's silicone. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Hey!
It's your birthday. I have to get the digs. I'm not going to be having a cocktail with you at dinner, so we have to do it now. So tell me about the spatula.
It's a reference to a video I sent to a friend of mine whose birthday is a week before mine. This is one of my college friends. I've known her since my freshman year of college, and we had all gone out and done something, like we'd gone to dinner the night before, and for her birthday, I found this video, and it's one of these silly videos on how to make homemade ice. And it's a YouTube video. It's got some nice, really light jazz music, and it's like every other video that you'd see about how to make a quick recipe. And so they're doing it for homemade ice.
Simple-minded.
So part
That's
of it
funny.
Is, you know, they have, you know, they use a fresh cup of water, and you show it pouring the water in this ice tray, and they take a spatula, and it's like it says smooth the edges. So it shows them taking that little spatula and smoothing the edges, and then you know, this very basic, like, you know, freeze until frozen, like that's the.
Oh my god!
And then break the ice, plate it. You're supposed to plate
it. That's funny.
And then garnish. There's always garnish.
There's always garnish
on every recipe they do.
That's funny.
You know, garnish and then enjoy. And so that's how they make homemade ice. And it's hilarious. And I saw that spatula being a smoothie edges, and I just cracked up laughing.
It was the same spatula she gave you?
It's very similar. It's one of those, you know, folding spatulas.
God! Like, but I'm sorry. Like, yeah, thanks for like helping keeping my sister company. And I'm gonna give you all this bulky, awkward stuff to take on. Yeah, and not even thinking about like that secure. I'm surprised security wasn't like, I don't know what you're gonna do with this, but we're gonna take it because it's nice.
But you're not gonna do it on the plane.
But you're not doing it on the plane.
No, they're fine. They're fine with that.
I was so surprised, and the fact that you fit everything. I don't even know how. I don't even know how you. But it's just bulky. People got to think about what people are. Like, you got to think about like the experience of the other person. You got to just think about that. Like, oh my god. But you managed, and that's the most important thing. And I'm so glad we were able to acknowledge your birthday the day before, and then we can acknowledge it the day after, and which is wonderful. You are so important and such a vital part of the show. The show wouldn't exist without you, because I wouldn't do it by myself, and that you also maintain the heavy lifting when it comes to all the technical stuff. And how wonderful that today was a day that there wasn't, that I was aware of, any strife with the technical setup, because I can't remember the last time we did a show that it was, you know, it's been weeks and weeks, and it's been, you know, the burden and the stress has been on you with that. So that at least is a birthday present from Apple and Blog Talk Radio. You didn't have to get too stressed to log on the show. Thank goodness.
Right.
But I just wish you the very best, and you just have a beautiful, wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, my love.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And listeners, call in on Tuesday and wish Elisa a happy birthday, if you'd like. But, yeah, I wanted to start out the week. You know, it's your birthday week, so we've launched it officially. and we'll continue on Tuesday. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're back on the air on Tuesday, the day after Lisa's birthday, at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Wonderful conversation and message pulling, as always. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
To you. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday, girl. Bye.